From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Starting today, the families of people who died on September 11th can apply for federal compensation for their loss. Offices in New York and Washington opened to begin processing applications. Eligible people could receive an advance of $50,000 quickly. The bulk of the Victim Compensation Fund will be distributed sometime this spring, and its work will be supervised by a special master, Kenneth Feinberg. He's a lawyer who works mainly on settling business and mass liability disputes. He says fairness is critical to the success of the fund.
Fairness in this case is consistent treatment of similar claims. That, coupled with speed, the idea that we will not get bogged down in a lot of bureaucracy and red tape.
You are attempting to value a life. I mean, obviously you have to try to do that for purposes of this, of distributing these funds, but how do you do that?
Frankly, in this case, the federal statute creating my position articulates the blueprint as to how you value a life. And it is really a combination of two factors. Economic loss, how much income or revenue was lost as a result of the death, age, salary, very important. Coupled with that, non-economic loss, pain and suffering, emotional distress, loss of spousal consortium, that's the other factor.
You are suggesting that everybody gets about $250,000 for pain and suffering. Just everybody gets the same number. How'd you figure that number?
Everybody gets $250,000 for pain and suffering, plus an additional $50,000 for every minor child or dependent. We got that number by looking at existing federal death benefit programs, like death benefits for police and firemen in New York, for example. And we saw that those programs are pegged at $250,000, so we chose $250,000. There is absolutely nothing magical about that number.
Now, if you try to compensate people based on the age and income of the person that was lost, then presumably people who are making the most money are likely to get the highest compensation. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
So who gets the biggest amount and how big is that amount?
The biggest amount would go to a very young wage earner with a great many of dependents at a very high salary. And that number, there is no cap, that number could be $3, $4, $5, $8, $10 million, depending upon how much salary at the time of death, how many dependents, and age.
Now, there are ambiguities in trying to work out these kinds of arrangements, because the provident planner who has seen to it that their family will be well taken care of gets less than the highly paid person who spends every dollar they lay their hands on.
Well, that's, in theory, that's true, but the provident planner is probably somebody who generates a tremendous amount of income. A provident planner who has, you know, $5 million worth of life insurance is probably so high in the income scale that even the provident planner might likely end up, even after collateral assets, with a fairly substantial amount of money.
Are you getting paid to do this?
No. I took it on because, in my experience over the last 30 years as an attorney, getting involved in matters like this, I get a tremendous amount of satisfaction trying to bring peace to very emotional litigations, very emotional disputes. This will be the ultimate test. It is so soon after September 11 that this program is already up and running that emotions are very, very volatile, and it will be a challenge, but one that I am very interested in trying to help people with.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Kenneth Feinberg is the special master for the federal government's September 11 Victims Compensation Fund.